This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
What do you think about this mass deportation?
The first thought when I saw it is I'm not surprised at all. Now, under Biden, if we're going to be fair, I think they allowed too many in. I think they swung too far to the right. Or to the left. I think Trump is a countermeasure to Plato's base is swinging too far to the right. And there's a sweet spot, and you've talked about it before, but the birth rates are low in the country. This is a preemptive measure to try and make sure that a certain class and a certain race does not surpass another. I get that. That's at play. But in terms of labor and productivity, the part that's never talked about publicly is we need a certain amount of people in the country for the country to be productive. ChatGPT cannot construct a house yet. We see all them little cute-ass robots that Jensen had on stage with him. What I don't see them is in L.A. or New York or Chicago or Atlanta yet. They're probably 4 years away from scalable function. So I'm not surprised at all at the mass deportation. But what do you think?
I want everybody to Google what H-1B visa is. Google what H-1B visa is. Uh-huh. Reason why this is interesting is because you run a whole political campaign on kicking immigrants out the country. Uh-huh. When you yourself just came to this country a generation ago. When I say you yourself, I'm talking to every single person that's championed this shit, because those Europeans just came through Ellis Island. Elon just came 20 years ago.
Yeah,
so
25, yeah.
But you want to kick all the immigrants out, but you draw the line at the H-1BV because now these are skilled workers. Elon said, there's no way we're going to get rid of this program. And you have no, he said, you have no idea how far I will go to protect you.
Yep.
The MAGA got mad at him for a second because they said he turned his back on his program. You want to kick out immigrants, but I kick out all the immigrants. He said, you're going too far. Every tech CEO,
all the great ones,
we're not doing this.
Yep.
Skilled workers. You need skilled workers, but you need laborers as well. Mm-hmm. I said this before. You need unskilled workers. This is the dirty part of America that nobody wants to talk about. When you go to hotels, these people can't really speak English that good, right? That's just a fact.
Yep.
Right? You go to construction sites, they can't speak English at all for the most part. You go to farms, they can't speak English. So it's okay to have highly skilled workers on these visas because the tech industry cannot survive because there's not enough skilled laborers in America for the tech jobs. Don't kill the messenger. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking facts. If there was, we wouldn't need these people to come in from India and all these other countries. This is just a fact. This is a fact. There's a reason why he said, you have no idea how far I'm willing to go to protect this.
Yes.
I didn't say that. He said that. He's the richest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
I always tell people when analyzing a company to look at the threats that can take the company down and what's the profit margin. The truth that no one wants to tell in the workplace, what is America's profit margin in corporate America? The number will scare the shit out of you. Just go look at the debt and the GDP, and the undercurrent is most companies can't pay Americans a fair wage to remain profitable For the first time in our lifetime, we're seeing Nike not be favored and be unders, not just because they kept re-rocking the same cements and Jordan 12s of 400 years. It's not it. America has gone broke, has sold some of its most important assets to foreign entities, and there's no way to recoup the cost. It's too fucking late. Go ahead, Rashad. I didn't mean to cut you off. You're a New York Times bestseller, not me. Go ahead. You should have more talk time. Hold the book up, man.
You deserve to be rich because you do.
Big flex.
Because you do. You know, it's one of these things, right? China, I was reading this thing. It was like their graduate program in the AI classes. They didn't have enough room for students. In comparison, I went to like NYU, one of these top colleges in America, two students. They didn't have enough students to fill the classroom. China doesn't have enough space in the classroom to fill the students. America doesn't have enough students to fill the classroom. We're getting dumber as a society, and it's done on purpose. And the only way to supplement this intellectual decline is to bring smart people in from other countries, like you just said. But that's okay. But it's not okay when it's the Mexican that's coming in or the guy from El Salvador. My thing is just if you're going to be consistent, just be consistent. The one thing I hate in life is inconsistency. Because then you know it's not about immigration. Once again, that's a lie that they told you. They got you so wrapped up and rallied around this whole immigration thing. This is a play. They literally sabotaged this system on purpose. You got to destroy something to save it. They sabotage the system on purpose. Then they save it. I'm telling you. You deport all of these people, America's economy is going to suffer severely. Don't kill a messenger. You Americans do not want to do these jobs, and they're not going to do these jobs for the amount of money that foreigners are doing it. That's a 100% fact.
What do you think of Trump saying that he's going to release the files of what actually happened with MLK, RFK, and JFK?
I think Trump at this point, I think he's the most not give a fuck president we've ever had in the history of the United States. I've never seen something. This is as close to a kingdom as we've ever seen, where you have the richest people in the world actually coming before him and handing him offerings. This is what Vladimir Putin did in Russia. This is why Vladimir Putin allegedly is the richest person in the world, because he made all of the oligarchs come and he takes parts of their companies. And if they don't give him part of their company, then he sends them to jail or they might even get killed.
Real venture capital, right? 33 and a third.
So Trump don't care. Trump is just doing whatever he wakes up. He wakes up in the morning and he feels like renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. He's going to sign an executive order to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America just because he wants to do it. So I don't think that he really cares too much about too much, really.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I mean, I'm not totally against Trump. I'm not a person that's like, yo, Trump is the worst person in the world. I think he's a businessman that does not care. I think he's an ultra capitalist that truly doesn't care about anything. Like, he don't care. He don't even care probably about his own family. Like, Trump only concern is power and money. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.